Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, this is Deborah Bouffet of the Love by Intuition show. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM Revolution Boston, where we reach five states locally in New England just by turning the dial, whether you're in the car or at home. And you can also hear us worldwide via the internet. And as if there's anyone that's listening for the first time, you can also hear this show and all the shows of Dream Vision 7 Radio on our own station. And this show, Love by Intuition, is heard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And the show here with Gentra, my guest today, will be heard Tuesday, this very coming Tuesday, and then all through our affiliates, and then on to A2Zen, which actually Gentra Green Gardner, my guest, who I've had before, and I love her dearly, from Minnesota. She has her own show, Healing Journeys, and she has that with Mark Wandesi, and it is on A2Zen.fm, and you can check her out there. And what I want to share with you is Gentra actually healed herself from MS, diagnosed in 1977, by leaving no stone unturned. And I certainly understand that to the fullest of what it says. She has also created three hot balancing, which is a type of energy medicine that works through the gravitational field of the earth and our body. We believe health and wellness are the integral part of our field of gravity. God is the divine absolute and the God within, the ground of our being, the higher power, both male and female, one with us all. And today, we're actually going to be talking about a new modality that has come to Gentra. And she's created Snowflake Therapy, which is an energy emerging from the sacred feminine will heart, especially designed for each individual person's frequency of awakening. So, first of all, welcome to the show, Gentra.
Thanks. I'm just so glad to be here.
And I'm so glad that you are here. And we should mention that you founded Healing Hands Network, which is a nonprofit to support healing coaches and provide healing touch to people in need. So you're all about healing.
I'm all about healing.
Yes, and you know what? Healing is love, and love is healing, and it's all good, and I just love the essence of you, who you are and what you're doing. So I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you for noticing, and thank you for being part of that loving thing. I think everybody on the earth is part of the loving stream, and they just need to wake up to it.
That's right.
So I'm glad they're listening to you.
Yes, and so tell us about this Snowflake Therapy, and for the listeners, we'll be giving out information because Gentra, anyone that's in the New England area, she's coming to the Cape, and she will be teaching. She has a workshop on Snowflake Therapy coming up in June. So we'll tell you more about that. I want to hear from you, Gentra.
Yes, it's the workshop's June 12th, and the snowflake is a concentrated healing and awakening experience, and it's really part of three heart balancing. The three heart balancing is a 20-year work of art, work of love that a group of us have crafted, and the snowflake is the first healing vibration that comes from the pelvic bowl or the will heart or the bottom three chakras, which would be the root chakra, the sacrum, and the solar plexus. And that's the place where our emotional archive is, where our will to survive is, where our sexuality, our money, and our empowerment on the earth is. And so snowflake has a very practical side to it. It is designed to enhance who we are right here in the earth and the world, and it brings in the energy of agelessness into our bodies. So the thing that many spiritual teachers in the past have kind of cautioned people to stay away from the lower chakras, because of that's a place where you can get into your ego, and it can be very dark and very sad in there, very angry in there. Mm-hmm. And what snowflake does is it vibrates out or has each person release feelings of shame and worthlessness. And that is a huge thing to get rid of. I mean, it's so much a part of the human dynamic. But the reason we're getting rid of it is that now it's time to get rid of it, and it's time for everyone to really embrace the fact that they are love. And so in the pelvic bowl, if you just imagine in your pelvis a three-dimensional snowflake connecting all the organs and everything else, and then right in the heart of that snowflake is what healers or psychics or mystics have called a still point. And so part of the class, what will happen is you'll get an attunement so that you can really feel and experience your still point. The still point's not something new. The Qigong masters that created Qigong 8,000 years ago, which is a kind of like Tai Chi except older, did that so they can experience the still point. And some people who meditate by voiding their mind, the reason they're doing that is to experience the still point. It's a place of absolute peace and serenity.
I'm sorry, if I could interject, when you say still point, are you talking about what some people will say, the womb that's inside the heart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The listeners, go explain that, because I had recently read about that, and not everyone that's listening may understand what that actually means.
Well, it's a part of our being that encases us, that surrounds us with our own loving kindness. And it's a, I guess, is the easiest way to explain it. I mean, it's a part of us that, at least in this new energy, it doesn't matter what's going on around you, or even if you yourself are angry, upset, or, you know, in a conflict with someone, you can focus on that still point, that part of you that I'm talking about, and feel an infusion of peace and centeredness that makes you feel absolutely grounded. That's one of the gifts of snowflake. And we call it snowflake because every snowflake is completely different from every other snowflake. And just like every human being is completely different from every other human being. And so what makes me feel worthless or ashamed is my damage, and it's particular to me, you know, in my story. And everybody has their own uniqueness. And yet at the same time, feeling worthless and ashamed is not unique. That's just damage is what that is.
Right.
And so we accepted that, I think, as being so that we could really explore different lessons we had to learn, and we could learn to love ourselves and evolve love so that love becomes even greater when we have to love ourselves and overcome this kind of shame. And so we've, in a way, I think we've already learned that lesson. And so now it's time to release the shame and just evolve the love.
Right. Now, does one have to be ready? Because we always talk about the healing process is when someone is ready. Can someone feel that release of shame even though they may not be present?
Yeah, they can, because it's an evolutionary imperative right now. And I think, in fact, your listeners are experiencing it even though they don't consciously know it. You know, there's people who have been aware have been talking about how accelerated everything is right now, and people are fatigued. People are much more forgetful than they were. There's kind of a wobble in the energy field where part of you doesn't feel necessarily connected to another part of you, where you're not as integrated as you were. And what is happening is, as a collective, we're just deleting huge programs of this shame. And if you don't know that that's happening to you, then you just feel off kilter, off center, because it's like a part of your identity is gone. And, you know, you can find out that, say, somebody tried to provoke you, and you might have gotten really mad last week, but they tried to provoke you this week, and it just didn't do anything to you. You know, so, I mean, people can experience that change that way and kind of wonder, but they may not understand part of what Snowflake, the class of Snowflake, and the notes, which they can actually read on the Internet under Facebook, explains to you is that this change is the next step in our human evolution. And you can, the more conscious you are, the more you know, the more empowered you are. So that helps.
Right.
And, you know, but it doesn't mean you don't get the healing. So
What I think, too, is even in my own personal evolution, that shame is something that some of us think we're not holding, or it's not in our cell memory, and yet it is. And it can come in layers where you believe that you've done some work and you're free of that. And right now, because of all the evolution that's going on in this year, that a lot of that is surfacing for an opportunity to release. So I know exactly what you're saying. And, you know, Gentry, it's so interesting because I just find that whatever is going on comes to us just in the right time. Because, again, I just recently had been reading about that still point and been letting go of some extra past things that I didn't even, part of I knew I was holding and part of it I wasn't even aware. And it's like even those of us that are spiritual and stand in our love and our love, be love, all of that, there's extra little things that are cropping up on the physical plane. So I find it all very fascinating.
Yeah. In class, we bring it down to kind of a here and now. Everybody cuts a snowflake out of paper like you did when you were 5 years old.
Oh.
And we use it for different things in the class, and part of it's in a spiritual attunement, but part of what we'll do is we'll use it as a mask and kind of hold it in front of our face. And you know how lots of times when people have dogs or cats, they talk in such kind of baby talk, and they just adore that dog or cat. Like they go, oh, you're just so cute, and you're so lovable, you're so smart. You know, they just go on and on about their pet. And so just to underscore the shame point, I suggest that what if we talk to ourselves the way we talk to our dog?
Right.
You know, what if we told ourselves how fabulous we were with that kind of fervor and ardor and enthusiasm and love? As soon as you say that, that brings up shame. You kind of go, oh, crap, what if somebody heard me talking about myself like that? Oh, my God, I can't do that. And then so in the class, we put the snowflake in front of our face, and we time it for 30 seconds, and then everybody all at once talks to themselves that way.
Oh.
And then we laugh like crazy when it's over.
Yes.
You know, so it's a kind of a just a silly thing we'll do to vibrate out and point out to people how this energy works.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a way to have fun, but it's also a way to let us know how important it is to really know that we're unique and we're special. Katy Perry has a song that called Firework.
Yes,
that,
it does.
And that is the number one best-selling song on the whole planet. And I think it's about snowflake dynamics. You know, the first verse goes, do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting in the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under, screaming, no one seems to hear a thing? Well, there's a chance for you. There's a spark in you. You just have to ignite that light and own the night. You're a firework. You're special. You know, and the whole song really underlines that. Had the whole, so there's a whole emotional movement on the planet to embrace the principles that Snowflake is teaching. And it comes through that song.
Yeah, I can see. You read that very well, and I love the words. I never really listened to all the words. It just felt good.
Right. Well, the words are all about how special we are and how there is a plan for us and how, you know, we're original. We can't be replaced. We're unique. And that's in the collective. That's in the popular collective. That's not just Dream Vision 7 and, you know, A to Zen Radio, you know, that is right. Maybe listened by a few people. We're talking about millions and millions of people that bought this music.
That's
that
right.
Want this message. And so I think Snowflake is really for everyone, and it's time. That's why if you go to Facebook and I just got this page up, and you write in Snowflake, then it'll say where my classes are, but it'll also have a long how does Snowflake work, and it has all the notes in it, so you can, it'll explain the still point, and it'll explain how Snowflake is a healing, which we can talk about, you know, later in a few minutes. You know, all the aspects of all the gifts that are already yours that you can just find.
Right. Right. Well, with that said, we're coming up on a break, and I wanted to give out your other information, and I'm glad you mentioned Facebook, because those out there, all you have to do is put in, if you're familiar, most everyone is familiar with Facebook or how to use it, just put that snowflake in there. Gentra is going to be in Falmouth, Massachusetts, East Falmouth to be exact, at Maria Clark's Center, and it's Snowflake class, Tuesday, June 12th. I want to give out Maria's number for the local people who do not have internet. If you want to learn more and ask questions, it's Maria Clark, and her number is 973-214-4721. Again, 973-214-4721, and that's after the show. Gentry's sites are healinghandsnetwork.org, just as it sounds, healinghandsnetwork.org, and she also has instanthealing.info, and that, again, is instanthealing.info. So everyone stay with us. We'll be back in a moment with Gentra Green Gardner.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this?
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais. on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you have a charity you'd like to help by raising money? Having a fundraising gold party is a fun, unique way to accomplish just that. It's as easy as inviting friends, relatives, and neighbors to bring their gold and or sterling silver jewelry they'd like to sell. They don't have to buy anything. It's the reverse. The attendee receives a check for their jewelry, and the organization receives 15% of the proceeds on the day of the event. The Party of Gold Company is women-owned and Better Business Bureau accredited. Since we have no overhead, our prices are better than jewelers. Have a fundraiser for auxiliaries, committees, schools, baseball leagues, churches, and nonprofit foundations. For more details or to book your fundraiser, call Deborah Beauvais, Gold Specialist, at 508-431-1959. That's 508-431-1959. Or Deborah B. at partyofgold.com. Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers. It's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
You have an appointment with the angels. At My Crystal Angel Show, the angel therapist Livia Jepson will present a fun and lighthearted hour with the company of the angels. Livia and friends will help you to connect with your angels, answer questions from Facebook, and perform angel healing to all the listeners. The first half of this show will be performed in English, the second half in Portuguese. My Crystal Angel Show is every fourth Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723. Or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Inner power, which is all about love and what I teach, you can go on my personal site, which is lovebybyintuition.com. If anyone would like to call in, our number here at Revolution Boston is 617-237-1234. Again, 617-237-1234. And if you want to call toll free, 866 888-338-9663. Aaron and Roey are in the house, and they'll be glad to take your call. If you have any questions for Gentra, who is our guest today, Gentra, and I love her middle name and her second name all together, Gentra Green Gardener, because really what that means to me is she's out in the garden planting, and that's her name. She actually has her own radio show, Healing Journeys, can be heard on A2Zen.fm, one of our affiliates. Her show is wonderful. She has Mark Wandesi, who joins her. And they have all kinds of guests, similar to what I do on my show, but unique to Gentra because, again, even though we're all one, we are unique. And so check that out. And we're talking about snowflake therapy, which is a new modality that Gentra has received from the high. And we're having lots of fun with that. She's in Minnesota. You can go on her Facebook page just by Snowflake, and up will come Gentra Green Gardener with her Snowflake information, explains it all, and naturally it doesn't matter where you are, you can see that. And she's having a workshop with Maria Clark of Inspired Ideas on the Cape in Falmouth. And if you want to call Maria, now this is after the show, Maria's number is 973-214-4721. You can attend the class. It's 9 to 5 for the day. And it's beautiful. And I want to ask now that it does actually change one's DNA, correct, Gentra? Or it helps it evolve to what it needs to be?
Well, whether people go to the class or not, Snowflake is a frequency that is going to awaken and change our DNA to what it needs to be. Bruce Lipton and Steve Behrman wrote a book called Spontaneous Evolution. And they were talking a bit in there about imaginal cells, which if you Google imaginal cells, these are real things, essentially found in the insect kingdom and the amphibians, you know, when a tadpole becomes a frog. These are cells that make our body change our DNA's expression. You know, so like the DNA of a butterfly and the DNA of the caterpillar are the same, it's the same DNA, but what has changed is the frequency at which that DNA is moving at. That's what Snowflake is, a frequency of awakening. So we're awakening that DNA, and there is has been implanted in us a light piece of light in our DNA that we're calling aqua essence. Our group is calling it that, and it's very watery. So again, it becomes what you as an individual need your DNA to become, as an expression of your own heart, as an expression of your own soul and your own being. And what happens in the imaginal cell thing is it sends a different frequency to your physical body. And then your physical body looks at the new imaginal cells in your body as foreign agents that are attacking you, kind of like an infection. And so your physical body will kill those imaginal cells. And when your body kills the imaginal cells, the body embraces that frequency and absorbs it. And then it'll start to evolve and change the DNA. And then your body will create more imaginal cells, and it'll keep doing that process until at some point your body will stop killing the imaginal cells and will simply transform. So okay, I think that's how that works.
Okay. So when these imaginal cells, why do they have to be killed?
They don't have to be, but they just are as part of the process, because that's the way our current bodies act. When they see something foreign, they assume it's bad, so they kill it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a bad process, because they kill it by absorbing it. So in a way, that's the way our body's affected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our bodies traditionally had lots of memories of times we've died in it and times we've been hurt.
Right.
And so it's using the platform our body already operates on. as a process to help our body heal from that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of an like its own internal wisdom. And so how that's going to look, you know, I assume I'll still have hazel eyes, but I really don't know. You know, I'm not making any claims. What I do know is that as that works, we go through a process where our body will start to detoxify. In fact, we won't even be able to stop it. You know, mm-hmm. So any kind of thing that doesn't belong in our body, whether it's, you know, heavy metals, or whether it's too many antibiotics, or whether it's candida or yeast, or whether it's some kind of, you know, plastics or something we've ingested that's not been good for us throughout the years, that'll start coming out, you know, through our skin, through our lungs, through our elimination processes. And
mm-hmm.
So that's part of the fatigue.
Right, which is a good thing when you think about all that elimination, because so much of what we ingest in this day and age is amazing, between the technologies, the food substance that aren't the quality that they used to be, and everything else, as you say, antibiotics, or even taking Advil and the different things that many of us just pop without even thinking.
Yeah. So our in the snowflake itself, there are four basic energy constructs that really start being one with this process of, you know, sloughing off and detoxing and changing. And those are slippery, sticky, magnify, and dissolve. So we'll start to, you know, take our body, let's say that my body is weak, I'm too fat, I've got a hernia, let's just say, for example, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Then my body will dissolve the fat. It'll increase, magnify the core strength. It'll put a sticky where the hernia is. You know, so the body begins repairing inside itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of thing, you know, why I'm suggesting people go to the Facebook snowflake and read the notes is that those notes describe in detail the sticky, slippery, magnify, and dissolve. And it always works faster if you're aware and you're conscious and you're awake. And you can use those tools for yourself.
Yes.
So you can think about it. It's like, and it works with any other healing modality. You know, it doesn't matter if it's reconnection or if it's Reiki or whatever it is.
Right.
I was working on somebody, and she had a bump on the top of her head that was extremely painful. And so I put my hand on top of that and my fingers together, which I call a trauma hand, if with all the fingers meeting. It's kind of like a little energy beam. And then I thought about the snowflake thing, and I thought, you know, I should put a slippery on that bump just so it slips right off the top of her head. And I think it took less than 5 minutes, and the pain was gone, and that bump was more than half the size smaller.
Wow.
And so,
okay. All right, can you hold that thought, Gentra, because we do have a caller. Rachel, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Hi, Rachel.
I just wanted to, I know you're just starting to explain it now, but I just wanted to make sure that I understood clearly. This process happens whether we're aware of it or not for everybody on the planet right now, but is it, okay, this is what I wanted to clarify. Is it happening for everyone just on a subconscious level, but then if you do the workshop, then you can accelerate it and become more conscious?
Yes, you understand it correctly.
Okay.
Now, some people, let's say somebody feels lost, like they're a drug addict, or they're somebody completely asleep. They might be, I don't know this for sure, they might be, they'll still have shame deducted from their subconscious. They'll still start to heal, but you and I may not see any signs of that.
Okay, because it's on a very subtle level.
Right. But But I do think, you know, in the next few years, we're going to have a lot of people reporting miracles that they didn't go to healers for, and they're going to just start to feel better and not really understand why they're feeling better.
Wow, that's great. And it's really interesting what you're talking about, because I've definitely been experiencing that. You know,
you have.
Yes. I'm very sensitive, though. I've always been that way my whole life. So, I'm empathic also. So I think that's part of it. But I've had stuff going on in my life that could, you know, explain some of that, but not to this degree. So.
Well, but I hope you find comfort in it. And if you, like I said, if you go to the Facebook thing, you can read all about it. And if you have any questions, just email me, and I'm happy to answer them outside of what you're talking about now.
Yeah, no, I'm very interested, and I would like to come to the workshop in June. But I'm kind of nervous now because, you know, if this thing gets really accelerated, you know, it sounds like it could be very intense for a while during the detox process.
I know that whatever happens to us, we're completely safe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, you can't accelerate yourself off the planet, or you're not going to be hurt during this process.
Okay.
All you're going to be, if you know about it, is empowered and a lot more confident.
Okay.
Right. And I always feel, and I know Gentra would agree, that everything that comes to us is exactly in the timing that we're able to handle it, you know, with grace. I'm going to be there as well. So it's not something that we need to put fear around.
Right. Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Okay, Rachel, thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure.
We hope we see you that day, June 12th.
I'm going to see if I can make that happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Maria's number out again, because that's where, if you want to know more information to attend the class that's in East Falmouth, it's 973-214-4721, and that's in East Falmouth, which is down the Cape. And and for anyone else that wants to call in and talk with Gentra or have a question around the snowflake therapy or anything else, our number here on 1510 AM is 617-237-1234. And we're going to be coming up on a break, but I also wanted for you to talk more about that slippery.
Oh, it's fabulous stuff.
I like that. It's a sticky, it's kind of like a Band-Aid, but it sticks.
Right. It's sticky, slippery, magnify, and dissolve. Those are the four magic words of Snowflake.
Yeah. Can we talk more about that when we come back? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sure. All right. So everyone out there, I want to give out Gentra's information again. You can go on her site, healinghandsnetwork.org. She has another site, instanthealing.info. She also has Facebook, not only for Gentra Green Gardener, but also for Snowflake. Just put in Snowflake. And she's coming from Minnesota, of all things, coming right to us down the Cape. And Maria Clark has graciously opened up her place for all of this to come together. And Maria actually had said that snowflakes were all around her before I connected both Gentra and her together. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So, again, everything comes to us when we're ready, and I'm looking forward to meeting Gentra. So we'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. We're Dream Vision 7 Radio.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Please join us on Skydance Astrology, the key to your soul's purpose, with esoteric astrologer Charlene Rose Johnson, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Charlene will discuss how this ancient key of the wisdom traditions works and will conduct sample interpretations of this language of the soul. Your spiritual purpose need not be a mystery. For information about obtaining oral readings via phone or Skype or full written reports, please go to the SkydanceAstrology.com webpage. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Talking Alternative is your 24-hour alternative to mainstream talk radio, with topics like astrology and acupuncture, dance and divorce, politics and nonprofits. Our informative shows entertain while they educate. TalkingAlternative.com. We are professionals serving community.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you, or what is the next best step for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, teacher. Hear your answers every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Deborah. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM Revolution Boston. If you'd like to call in, it's 866-338-9663, local 617-237-1234. And what else did I want to share? I wanted to remind everyone, if you're listening to this show and you want to share it with your family, friends, coworkers, all, let them know that they can hear this very show of Gentra as our guest this coming Tuesday on the Dream Vision 7 station, and that is 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., Central Time, and all you have to do is Dream Visions. It's all one word with a S on the end, the number 7 radio.com, and just click listen live audio when you're in business. And afterwards, I should mention we have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of archives, and you can always catch past shows there on the archive list, both with LBI Archives, which is the Love by Intuition, and then our hosts. And you'll see A2Zen hosts there, too, and get to know them. So we're talking about Snowflake Therapy, a new modality, frequency of awakening that has come to Gentra Green Gardner. And let's talk a little more about, we did the sticky, and then how about the magnify and dissolve, or share whatever you want to go through.
Well, we've got sticky, slippery, magnify, and dissolve as four basic energies. They're not just actually basically healing energies, they're energies of the planet that were through the awakening process of Snowflake. They're now tools for us to have. So I thought I'd focus a little bit on sticky, and because a lot of our listeners might need to, a lot of people have hernias in their, you know, they have a hiatal hernia, which is, you know, can be a painful digestive thing. They might have a hernia in their abdomen somewhere, or anything that needs plugging, like if you have some kind of bleeding or some kind of thing in your body, you can create a sticky plug and put that in. Now, what you do is it takes about 15 minutes to get a sticky going in your body. So you take your hand and put your hand on your heart, and then you just know or think to yourself, I'm going to put a sticky on that hernia. So the hernia is often in front, so actually you can put a hand on where you think the hernia is if you can reach it. And then hang there for 15 minutes. And it's very interesting. People who've done that have found that the intense heartburn stops, but they can still feel their bodies wanting to push the heartburn up probably for a day or so. It's like our bodies have gotten used to an old ugly pattern, and it takes a little while for it to get resolved. You can also use a sticky if you have sprained your wrist or your ankle or something like that. You just imagine it's kind of like a splint that holds your body together, you know, so that you have a little more support. People who've had menstrual cramps have put a sticky on the front of themselves just because the pressure feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, like I said, there's all kinds of uses for a sticky. In dissolve, there's all kinds of, there's like a, it looks like a huge pipe coming out of the liver. So you can put a dissolve on things in your body like plaque, or you can dissolve cancer, you can dissolve cholesterol if you've got too much. And that takes like three times where you actually pay attention, put your hand on that lead pipe that's by your liver. And your liver, for those of you who don't know where that is, that's on the right side of your abdomen, right between your rib cage and your hip on the right side. It's a big, huge organ. So you put your hand there, you're going to hit it somewhere. And you think to yourself, that I'm going to dissolve this. And the energy works faster if you have a quartz crystal or a diamond in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crystalline kind of energy. So that's some of the ways you can use dissolve. And there are other ways, like, if I want to dissolve my fat, then I can take what looks like a broom and sweep my body with mm-hmm. that broom, you know, and see that, know that that fat is dissolving.
So it really sounds like, to me, it sounds like it's visualization with intention to heal.
Yeah. But if you're not a good visualizer, it'll still work.
Okay.
You just have to know, it's like proclaiming the reality. It's like, this is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
That you go into.
And one of the other things we should mention to the listeners, that it can be used with any other kind of modality. And that's the thing to really understand. Sometimes people will think you need to do one or the other. You can, it's whatever resonates. And like you had mentioned during the break, it can be done together.
it can. And so when you're doing slippery, sticky, magnifying, dissolve, these are also universal kinds of things. So if I have a pencil and I put my pencil down on my desk and I don't want anybody else to pick up my pencil, I'll put a slippery on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I am the kind of person that loses my car keys all the time, I'm going to put a sticky on my car keys so that now I don't lose them anymore. If I want Deborah Beauvais to call me on the phone and I can't for some reason get my lazy self to call her, I could put a sticky on her. I know. It's my weird sense of humor.
I know, but if you can think about it, in the business world, you see the little square yellow stickies.
Right.
You can see yourself covered with stickies.
Exactly. You can. You know, if your husband's crabby, then you could dissolve the crabby. Let's dissolve that crabby.
Yeah.
So,
well, now we only have a few minutes left, and it goes by so quickly, and your show is 2 hours, so I'm sorry that we only do an hour, but let's get back to the womb and touch upon that, because I know you want to share.
The womb is the place where we figure out that the umbilical cord in the navel is the primary way to give and receive love and nurturing. And it's also the primary way to get rid of our waste. So if you are wanting to heal someone, using knowing that there is a golden light coming from your navel, hitting the navel of the person you're wanting to heal, will create the snowflake to come alive in that person. And when the snowflake frequency comes alive in somebody, then they will attract the kind of healing that they need to come to them. Like if I'm going to heal Deborah right now, I can see this golden light come from my navel here in St. Paul, and I can even imagine it going across the United States to Boston and hitting her navel. And then what that means is Deborah's will attract in her energy field exactly the healing she needs from what's around her in Boston and what's around her in the field of angels and, you know, the unseen world.
The higher realms.
The higher realms.
Yeah.
And so what I've done is created it in my body so that my navel is connected to the navel of every single person on the planet.
Mm.
And then that creates an etheric web of love, and so that we're flowing together in a way where we're not crashing into each other. You know, like that movie Crash, where people needed to know they were important so they crash into each other. That won a big Academy Award a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is we're all one, and we're all connected, and we're all flowing together. And we connect with, you know, when I send the healing to you, Deborah, then in my mind, I already had that golden connection between us, but when I think about it, of course, then I'm vibrating it and putting more energy in it and putting my emotional caring for you in it. And,
right.
Of course, then that makes the frequency more intense, and it gives you more love and gives you more healing.
Right, and it rises the vibration and everything else that we're about that many of us don't realize that we are.
Right.
We are so very powerful.
So, for example, if you're a mother driving your car and you have kids in your back seat and they're fighting, what you do is you don't, you know, other than tell them to knock it off, you take your navel and you put light between you and the navel of your children, which you already have, but you it's like a way of saying, now settle down, without having to say a word.
Right.
And I've had mothers tell me that it works every time.
Yeah, I love that.
So it's a very practical, that's the thing about Snowflake, it's very practical, it's very simple. And yet at the same time, it's very elegant, and it's a gift for all of us.
Right.
Well,
so. Beautifully said, and we're out of time, and I want to thank you again for joining me today, Gentra. And for everyone out there, go to Facebook, Punch and Snowflake, learn about it, come to the workshop down the Cape, Maria Clock. You can call her directly, 973-214-4721. Go to healinghandsnetwork.org to hear more about Gentra. And I thank you so very much. I'm honored that you have come to join me today, Gentra.
It's been a pleasure, and I, of course, I just love you, and we're wild together. It'll be fun to see you and meet you, finally.
I know.
And the Cape. And, of course, I'd like to meet everybody who feels destined to be there. Come and see me.
Yes, the love is just going to be...
fabulous.
It's going to be exuberant. It's going to be fabulous, like you said. All right, everyone, we'll see you next week. Au revoir.